Deacon Peter Ang gave thanks for exams.
Peter 只是为考试来感恩。
I'm sure many of you say amen.
相信我们的少年呢都是 amen.
Today's passage is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1-15.
今天的经文取自哥林多后书11章1到15节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1-15.
哥林多后书11章1到5节,1到15节。
My throat is not too good today. Can I invite Chen Han to read for us in English?
Okay, 我用英语来给大家阅读。 I hoped you will put up with a little of my foolishness, but you are already doing that. I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was perceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preach, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you receive, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. But I do not think I'm in at least inferior to those super apostles. I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. So was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to free you free of charge? I hope other churches, by receiving support from them, so as to serve you. So when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I've kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of the Christ is in me, nobody in the region of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do, but I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things we boast about. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then that if his servants masquerade as a servant of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserved.
Once upon a time,
很久以前,
in a land far, far away,
在这很远的地方,
there lived a Jewish man named Martin.
有一个犹太人, 他的名字叫做 Martin.
He had a beautiful teenage daughter named Brittany.
他有一个美貌的少年女儿叫做 Brittany.
Martin was an honorable man and a loving father.
Martin 是一个被人尊敬而一个非常 慈爱的父亲.
Brittany, a fair maiden.
而 Brittany 是一个美貌的少女.
Exuberant in nature and fun-loving in spirit.
活泼但是也好玩.
They had a close relationship.
他们有非常亲密的 父女关系.
The envy of many families far and wide.
是被许多家庭所羡慕的.
As with the ancient Jewish customs in those times,
就像呢当时的犹太的文化传统,
when a girl approaches a marriageable age,
当这个女孩子到一个婚嫁的年龄的时候,
the father must ensure that she is betrothed to a good husband.
一个父亲的职责就是把她许配给一个好的男孩。
Martin, of course, did not take this responsibility lightly.
当然Martin呢就把这个东西看为非常重要的一件事。
Through personal experience and hard work,
他自己的经验和他自己的努力,
he had gained the necessary knowledge to make a good decision, a wise decision on this matter.
他知道怎么样子选一位好男人。
Accordingly, he betrothed Brittany to a fine man.
所以他把这个Winnie许配给一个非常好的一个男孩。
A man who is noble in character and self-sacrificial in love.
这个男孩品格高尚，舍己为人。
Now, if Brittany marries this man,
如果她的女儿嫁给这个男孩的话,
and custom will dictate that it will surely happen at the right time,
那当时的文化就带他们不久就会大家就结婚的时候,
it will be a life that is happily ever after.
那就是他们就会高高兴兴的活一辈子.
And such was the plan of Martin.
这是他自己的计划.
A good and promising future for his daughter.
一个 非常好的为他女儿预备一个非常好的一个将来。
Everything was going on smoothly.
一切都非常的顺利。
And Martin was looking forward to have a wedding in a few years' time.
他也盼望这喜事不久将会到来。
However, things did not go as planned.
但是呢，计划不如他想象那么的顺利。
Because Brittany wanted to explore other options.
因为 Winnie 她想尝试其他的选择。
It wasn't because Martin's plan was no good.
不是说他父亲的那个计划不好。
Brittany knows her father meant well.
她知道她父亲的意图是对的。
It's just that she had been enticed by various dating agencies that has been set up around town recently.
但是她被这不同的那些婚姻介绍所的人了引诱。
Now, the most prominent ones were known as the Big Four matchmakers.
最出名的那间叫做四大媒婆这一间公司。
The matchmakers look like aunties.
他们这些介绍人呢，好像安迪这样子。
They dress like aunties.
他们穿着也像安迪这样子。
But they have the sweetest tongue ever.
但是他们甜言蜜语。
You know those salespeople who can sell ice to Eskimos?
你说你好的销售人，他能把那个冰卖给那爱斯基摩人
？Well, this woman can do that easily.
他这些人，这媒婆呢，都能够这样子的做。
They can even sell a comb to a bald man.
他能像一个秃头人呢，卖一个梳子。那么厉害。
So what could a young impressionable girl like Brittany do against the onslaught of such honey tongues?
所以面对这样子的一些这些人的攻击呢，这样子这个很容易被受影响的 Brittany 会怎么办呢
？She could do nothing.
她束手无策。
Absolutely nothing.
她什么东西都不能够做。
Now wait a minute, you might say.
等一下，你可能是这样子说。
What did you say these matchmakers were selling?
你是说他们在这些媒婆在卖什么东西呢
？Now we come to the best part of the story.
我们来到这个故事最精彩的地方。
These matchmakers promised to hook up their customers with the best, rich and handsome men.
因为他们这些媒婆，他们说他们能够把你呢许配给一个又有钱又英俊的男孩。
They have pictures after pictures of gorgeous men.
他们有许多的他那个相本上很多非常英俊的男孩子的照片。
With high cheekbones.
他们脸
帅，
像我这样子哈。
Deep, soulful eyes.
Yeah, 眼睛也非常的迷人。
And abs more chiseled than Taylor Notness.
他们的脸质好像明星那样子。
What's more, they were also they also claim that this man made more than $200,000 a week.
也说到这个人呢，他每个月赚20,000块钱。
Faithful lovers.
他们也是非常好的情人。
And sweet temperaments.
而且他们心情也非常的优良。
Kind of like Wayne Rooney.
好像 Wayne Rooney 这样子。
Now which girls won't be seduced by such awesome marketing strategy?
哪一位女孩子不会被勾引呢？请问。
These matchmakers approach Brittany with glowing reviews about their work.
所以这些媒婆呢，来到 Brittany 前面呢，告诉他们的业绩。
Oh, it came with great commendation letters.
他们有很多不同的推荐书，客户的推荐书。
Oh, matchmaker of the year.
他们有很多的这些奖品。
Oh, top matchmaker in Macedonia.
他们是在这个马其顿那边呢最好的一户这个婚姻介绍所。
They brag to her about their success.
他夸耀他们自己以前的那个成功史。
The wonderful couples that they have hooked up.
他们怎么样子许配给多么好的一些队友。
And so they dangled before her the prospect of spending their life happily married to a rich and gorgeous guy.
告诉你呢，如果你根据我们这样的服务呢，你会得到一个非常好的生活。
And Brittany could hardly resist.
所以这个 Brittany 在这时候呢，怎么能够抵挡住他们的引诱呢
？And you know what's more?
你知道为怎么样还有什么呢
？This big four match.
这四大媒婆
，they charge a lot of money for their services.
他们把价钱吊得非常的高。
You know very well that if you pay peanuts, you will get monkeys.
你说一分钱一分货。
Brittany knew that too.
Brittany 也知道这样子一个想法。
So obviously, the more you pay, the better the quality.
所以你越还越多钱呢，你的这个男孩的质量就越好。
So a top of the scale, good-looking, nice guy, this will naturally cause a bomb.
所以那个上等高级的那些男孩呢，当然是会有昂高昂贵的价钱。
Was it a problem for Brittany?
这是他的问题吗
？No，
不是，他不是这样的。Now, 他能够了解呀。
It wasn't that because she's rich. No，
啊，不是说他因为他有钱。
But the rationale is that it is only right to pay a king's ransom to get the prince of your dreams.
这概念对，如果你要好的一个男人呢，你要还的就是昂贵的价钱嘛，那是理所当然的。
Now, what about the man that she was currently betrothed to?
回到这边, 当那个已经许配，他已经被许配的那人怎么办呢？
Remember the one that her father had spent no efforts in, you know, securing one for her?
那为他父亲毫不惜用意才把他许配给那一位怎么办呢？
This guy came for free.
他这个是免费的。
You know the rationale, peanuts, monkeys?
你知道那个一分钱一分货吗？ Yeah.
Plus, Martin feels like an amateur to Britney.
他的父亲 Martin 好像一个业余的。
He has never bragged about stories of past success.
他没有告诉他以前的那个光荣史是怎么样子的成绩。
To Britney, her father could not match up to all these matchmakers.
对他来说，他的老爸呢，跟这些的媒婆是两等的。
These women, they are the true specialists with their premium pricing.
这些媒婆呢，那些介绍人呢，他们是专业的。
You know, Martin may be her father.
虽然Martin是他的父亲,
but she would rather trust the advice of a paid consultant.
但是她情愿信任这些价钱昂贵的这些专业人士。
Oh, these consultants with their impressive PowerPoint slides, fancy framework, good methodologies.
而且他们因为这些媒婆给他呈现的是一个非常不同花巧的方法。 Yeah.
You know all this. You know that a paid consultant will surely, you know, work in your own interest.
你知道，如果你还他们钱呢，他们会为你的利害关系来着想。
But a volunteer will not owe you such loyalty.
但是一个志愿者呢，他没有这样子一个忠心。
So in a day and age where your wages determine how valued you are.
所以今天呢，我们知道，你的薪水多少呢？你的价钱价值就多少。
It is almost a sin to be doing anything free of charge.
所以呢。 有时候呢，我们在世界上呢，有些做志愿东西呢，反而不被人家看好。
So these matchmakers, they boast about the worth of their services.
所以这些介绍人呢，他强调他们的价服务有多好多好。
And their exorbitant fees, these were evidence of the quality of their work.
所以他们能够有这样高的价钱来给客户。 Yeah.
So what could Martin, you know, with his free of charge, primitive methods ever match up to them?
所以反观这个 Martin 他的父亲呢，他又是自愿的，又不收钱的，这些怎么跟他们比较呢？
Now Martin quickly came to know about these matchmakers.
不久呢 ，Martin 就知道这些媒婆的手段。
Now he was upset that his daughter, who was betrothed, is now actually considering the services of these matchmakers.
他对他的女儿的行为非常的生气，因为他已经许配给另外一个男人了。
Now he got even more upset when Britney told her that, you know, the fact that these matchmakers were paying charging a high price, this means that their quality and services were much better.
当他Britney还跟他解释说，这些人呢，因为他价钱昂高，他们得到那个质量会更好的话呢，他越加的生气。
And you know, Martin, his was just, you know, peanuts.
Martin 他是免费的，所以他的服务是这样子的。
Perhaps Martin, maybe he should, you know, do something similar and charge maybe Britney a token sum to just show how much he's worth.
可能他自己呢，应该也收费，向 Britney 收费。
Absolutely not.
那当然不可以。
Martin will buck at such a suggestion precisely because he wants to differentiate himself with these matchmakers.
Martin 永远不会这样子做，因为他跟这些人是不一样的。
He does not want to be placed on the same page with them.
他不要把自己跟这些人掺在一等，看成一等。
He was Britney's father.
因为他是Britney的父亲。
He arranged this betrothal out of love and duty.
他这样子做呢，是为了爱。
If he accepted payment from his own daughter,
如果他接受他的女儿的钱的话呢,
it will favor those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with him in the things that they boast about.
这样他就把他放为跟那些媒婆一样的一等人。
And it is important for him to make his motives clear of any financial interest.
所以他要把他企图非常清楚跟他的那个女儿表明。
Now, Britney may misunderstand the actual value of his services because, you know, there is now no like-for-like comparison.
那 Britney 可能误解他所提供的服务的价值。
But this should be the case precisely because we shouldn't be comparing apples and oranges.
所以，但是呢，我们不能够这样子的比较。
Eventually, hopefully, she will come to appreciate all that, you know, her father had done for her.
希望她不久将来呢，她能够体谅她父亲为什么这样子的做。
But Martin, you know, he was still concerned about all this matchmaker hounding his daughter.
但是Martin仍然在非常担心这些媒婆向他的女儿的这些的攻击。
You know, the whole deal, it sounds a little too good to be true.
这整个东西呢，有点问题。
There's no way that, you know, all these prospective men, they could be, you know, handsome, rich, and yet still good, kind.
这不可能，这些人呢，这他所介绍的呢，又英俊呢，又有钱，又是好男人，有这可能吗？
So he decided to do some investigative work, you know, worthy of the best CSI.
所以他亲自下手呢，做一些考察。
To his horror, he discovered that all these matchmakers, they were just a false front.
所以他发现到，哎，其实这些媒婆呢，这些介绍人都是假冒伪善的人。
It is a false front to be used by all these so-called handsome, rich, good men to lure innocent girls into their trap.
这些方法是呢，让那些有钱的花花公子呢，把这些女孩子引诱进来。
They were handsome and rich, all right.
他们当然是有钱的。
But they were also playboys whose only goals, you know, is to go from town to town to check up their scores.
他们这些花花公子呢，他们是喜欢到不同地方呢，来打破他们自己的记录。
Husbands for life.
如果做一个丈夫，一生人做丈夫。
No way.
不可能的，这过时了。
Their aim is to deflower as many virgins as they could.
他的目的呢是来个奸污呢一切童贞女。
These handsome and rich men, they know that virginity is necessary for marriage.
这些人他们当然知道，这个童贞呢是一个结婚前的一个重要的一个保守的。
Premarital sex, one-night stands, these were non-existent in those times.
当时婚前性行为呢，一夜情呢，当时是不存在的。
These dating agencies became their means to reach their potential victims.
而这些婚姻介绍所，它变成他们找寻这些童贞女的一个途径。
And if their evil plan succeeded,
那如果他们计划成功的话呢
？The lives of all these girls would be ruined.
这些童贞女呢的生活就会被糟蹋。
Now, obviously, Britney is now in a very precarious situation.
我们可见而知呢，这个 Britney 是在一个非常危险的一个情况
and Martin,
状况里面。
Martin is very worried.
所以 Martin 的父亲呢，非常的担心。
You know, this was his own daughter.
这是他自己的女儿。
The one and only precious daughter.
他的唯一的一个女儿。
He's not going to let anything happen to her.
他不想任何的伤害临到他身上。
He had to do something about it.
他需要做一些事情。
And now, any father will be very concerned when faced with such a situation.
如果你是父亲的话，你会这样子的考虑。
But I believe.With a better understanding of the law at those times,
不，如果你了解当时的法律的话
，you can even better empathize with the horror that is felt by Martin.
你可以更加深入的了解这个父亲的担忧。
Let me read to you from Deuteronomy. 你们看华语的可以看 PowerPoint. If a man takes a wife and after lying with her dislikes her.And slanders her, giving her a bad name, saying, I married this woman, but when I approached her, I did not find proof of her virginity. Then the girl's father and mother shall bring proof that she was a virgin to the townsman, town elder at the gate. Then the girl's father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has slandered her and said, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin. But this, here is the proof of my daughter's virginity.Then the parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall take the man and punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the girl's father, because this man has given the Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife, and he must not divorce her for as long as he lives. If, however, the charge is true, and no proof of the girl's virginity can be found,Then she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. She has done a disgraceful thing by being promiscuous while still in her father's house. You must purge the evil from those among you. Now those were the times when a girl's virginity is her best defense against an unreasonable divorce.
当时呢，一个女孩子的童贞呢是。对她的这个丈夫无理的向她休妻的一个最好的防卫。
There is no exaggeration, therefore, to say that this has now become a matter of life and death.
这个是生死的问题，你可以看到。
The father of the bride must ensure that his daughter preserve her virginity from betrothal to marriage to wedding.
所以作为一个父亲，你要保守这个女孩子的童贞呢，从她许配的时候一直到她结婚的那段时候。
But herein lies the difficulty for Martin.
所以这时候，这是 Martin 遇到最大的困难。
He knows his daughter well.
他知道他的女儿的性格。
To put it nicely, Brittany can be said to be, you know, easygoing.
这个有时候呢 ，Brittany 可以相当的随意。
But it is a fine line from being easygoing to becoming just being easy.
但是随便不久会变成随意，会不久会变成随便。
He saw the way that Brittany has entertained the wiles of these matchmakers.
他看到这个 Brittany 怎么样子，他女儿怎么样款待这些介绍人。
You know, she put up with them easily enough.
他很容易跟他们就一起混在一块了呀。
To Brittany, curiosity has always placed a higher priority than single-mindedness, devotion.
这少年的 Brittany 呢，他觉得说，好奇心呢比单一更重要。
Now, while inquisitiveness is a virtue, yes.
当然，好奇心是一个好事。
But the dark side is that it may end up as pride in one's own judgment.
但是阴暗的一面呢，就是可能呢，啊，对自己的判断力有过度的把握。
Brittany might think that she always knew better.
她 Brittany 可能她觉得说她自己懂得怎么样做最好的决定。
But she is no match for all these seasoned matchmakers.
但是面对这些老练的介绍人呢，她有什么绝招呢
？He feared that eventually Brittany will end up like Eve, who was deceived by the serpent's cunning.
她很害怕呢 ，Brittany 就好像夏娃这样子，当时为了蛇的引诱呢，吃了这个禁果。
A bite of the forbidden fruit.
吃了这个伊甸园的这个禁果
，and her betrothal，
所以她所许配的
，her marriage，
她的婚姻
，her life ahead，
她的生活
，all will be lost，
都会功亏一篑。
So Martin tried to reason with Brittany，
所以 Martin 呢希望跟他的女儿讲理。
She tried to show her how, you know, this future husband, this is a man worth waiting for。
她告诉他这位她被许配的这男孩多好多好。
Martin also leveraged on his relationship with Brittany.
这 Martin 也利用他父亲跟他的女儿的关系。
Surely she should trust him after all these years of suffering and sacrifice for her.
这么多年在一块呢，他女儿应该能够相信他。
But all these attempts has proved to be rather ineffective.
但是这些的努力呢都没有用了。
Now what is Martin to do now?
这时候呢 ，Martin 该怎么做呢？
Time is running short.
时间也不多了。
The temptation of Brittany is mounting day by day.
所以对 Brittany 的引诱也一天比一天加增。
Now a step further into an actual date with these playboys, and all will be lost.
已经不久了，不久要碰见这些的花花公子了，怎么办呢
？A romantic setting, a spiked drink, and there will be no turning back.
只要一个比较有罗曼蒂克的一个气氛呢，再加上一个下了药的一些饮料呢，就一切都完蛋了。
Danger lurks at the door.
所以危险已经在了门前。
And we see the unsuspecting Brittany walking towards it.
我看到 Brittany 一步一步都走向那个危险的边缘。
Now allow me to interrupt this story before I reveal its conclusion to you.
在我还没有介绍这个故事的结尾之前呢，让我来稍微打岔一下。
Well, in case it isn't blatantly obvious to you,
如果你不是很明显的话呢
，Paul is the father, and the bride is the Corinthian church.
在哥林多他说。保罗就是那个父亲，哥林多教会就是 Brittany。
Now the use of the betrothal analogy，
这许配的观念呢
，is to describe this relationship between Christ and the church，
就是来形容这个基督跟教会的这个关系。
And this is common throughout the whole New Testament。
在这个新约里，我们看到这样子的关系的形容。
Similarly, Old Testament writers also like to use this analogy。
同样的，这个旧约作者也希望这样用这样的比喻。
And they use the relationship between Israel and God is like a marriage。
就好像这个以色列跟神的关系就像一桩婚事。
And such an analogy was even stretched further, you know, by describing the unfaithfulness of Israel as adultery.
所以当以色列呢，在抛弃神的时候，就好像对神的不忠一样。
So I hope that in giving this analogy the full treatment today,
所以今天这样子的一个比喻，希望给大家看到。
I'm continuing the spirit of Prophet Hosea, who also dramatized this entire relationship.
而这样子的一个比喻，像我们何西亚书，我们何西亚作者呢，也这样子说到。
So in putting this relationship into the context of a marriage,
如果把这样子一个关系放在一个婚姻的关系当中呢
，we can now better appreciate why it has to be so adamantly exclusive.
我们知道为什么这婚姻是必须这样子的，能够来保守。
This is an extremely exclusive relationship.
因为这个关系是非常特别的关系。
Now, when the church therefore flirts with false teachings,
当一个教会呢跟不正当的这个
教导
呢来混合的时候
，it is not being open-minded.
不，这个不是说到我们能够 open-minded，
开放。It is a form of betrayal.
这个是对上帝的不忠。
And therefore, when a sacred vow is being tainted,
所以当一个圣约被污染的话呢
，godly jealousy is being aroused.
啊，它会引起神的嫉妒。
So today, when we fully appreciate this whole relationship in the form of a story,
如果今天呢，我希望跟着这样的故事呢，能够大家都更认识这样子的一个情节。
Let us feel, therefore, the pain of a rejected lover.
我们现在看到这个不。这个情人被拒绝的情人呢，他在不忠痛，他的这对不忠行为的痛苦。
Let the anguish of infidelity be seared in your heart。
这不痛楚就好像滚油呢，烧心一般。
And let our imagination capture the whole suspense of this narrative。
让我们能够进入这样子的一个情景。
Of Paul, the anxious father。
哎，这个进入这个保罗他这个担忧的父亲。
Of Corinthians, you know, the bride who is now in great danger.
和这些哥林多教会他的这个新娘。
And of Christ, the one and only true deserving husband.
基督他被许配的这个丈夫。
So desperate time calls for desperate measures.
所以紧急的时刻必须有比较极端的手段。
The urgency of the situation now demanded that Martin must also take drastic action.
所以来到这情况呢 ，Martin 不得不采取更加有极端性的一个行动。
Martin will do anything to save Britney's from self-destruction.
他会不惜做任何事情呢来拯救 Britney 这样的事情。
Now the heart of the matter is that Britney did not understand the value of Martin's work.
但是 Britney 不能够了解他父亲的想法。
You know these big four matchmakers.
你知道这个四大媒婆
？They were masters at tooting their own horns.
他们呢，对他们的专业，他们非常的专业。
You know they like to brag about their accomplishments to Britney.
他们夸耀他们自己的业绩。
Martin, on the other hand, detests this culture of self-praise.
但是 Martin 呢，反过来说呢，很讨厌这种自我夸耀的行为。
You know he just argued against self-praise last week.
他上周的时候，他就这样对我自我夸耀行为非常的反感。
But these were no ordinary times.
但这个是非常时刻。
We can appreciate that the future, the life of Britney is now at stake.
他知道他的那个他这个女儿的前途已经来到这个。危险的阶段。
Now, if Britney is going to be so easy with all these matchmakers,
如果这个 Britney 这样的随意、这样的随便的话呢
？She may as well be easy with him.
他对他应该是这样子的随意吧
？And you know, may as well let the father to indulge in some foolishness.
难道呢，他也不能够接受这个他的爸爸一些比较极端手段吗？
You know, this foolishness of Martin is that he will now also boast about himself.
所以这时呢 ，Martin 呢，他准备自己来自我夸耀。
Well, if these matchmakers think that they can talk,
如果这些媒婆呢知道他们能够说话的话呢
，Well, think again.
如果想一想
，Martin can also fight fire with fire.
我也可能以火攻火。
But Martin will show to Britney that he is the king of matchmakers.
我会亲自告诉 Britney 我是那个介绍人之王。
If he does not like to self-praise,
如果他今天不喜欢自我夸耀的话呢
？But in such an emergency,
来到这次紧急时刻
，he can boast like there's no tomorrow.
他也自己能够自夸，也自能自我夸耀。
And when he's finished with all his boasting,
那他结束以后呢
？There should be no doubt in Britney's mind who is the real, who is really the best.
他希望他女儿知道呢，谁是正确的介绍者。
Now Martin may look silly for a little while.
Martin 可能觉得他有点的不像他不自己这样子。
In his own mind, you know. But he will have the last laugh.
但是呢，他希望他最后得到最后的胜利。
Now, what is the moral of this story?
我们这边的最终的我们的学习是什么东西呢
？I believe that Paul is trying to tell us that sometimes you have to get your hands dirty in order to salvage the situation.
这边呢，保罗是告诉我，有时候呢，事情如果需要的话，我们要亲自来进入这样的状况。
I don't think it was very easy for Paul to boast about himself in order to defeat his opponents.
我觉得，用自夸来打胜对手不是 保罗的方式。
But make no mistake, you know, all this does not justify the practice of self-praise.
当然，不要误解我，我不是说自我夸耀是好事。
Today's sermon is not to give a rebuttal or to give an exception to last week's sermon, to fighting against self-praise.
我们今天的经文呢，不是跟这个上周的信息唱反调。
We will come to see that eventually when Paul boasts about himself,
我们最后会看到当保罗自夸的时候呢，
he does it on his own terms.
他有自己的原则。
He will boast in a way that preserves his Christian integrity.
他自夸的方式呢，是来保守他自己基督徒的这个人格。
Now, if you're wondering how he does this,
如果你想他知道他怎么去自夸的话呢，
it will be further clarified in the next three sermons.
接着三个星期的这个信息呢，你们会更加了解。
All the way to chapter 12.
一直到第十二章。
But the fact that he has to resort to such desperate measures.
最后呢，他为什么能够用到这样极端的手段呢？
This should be a warning to us all.
这个是应该对我们一个提醒。
These are desperate times.
这个是关键时刻，非常时刻。
Preserve your spiritual virginity for the Lord.
你要保守我们自己在属灵里面的贞洁。
There are many temptations that out there luring away your attention.
因为在外头有很多的引诱来引诱我们呢，离开我们正道。
They boast about their successes.
他们在吹他们自己的成功。
But observe carefully.
但是如果仔细观察的话呢，
it may be a different Jesus.
它可能是一个不同的一个基督。
A different spirit.
不同的一个灵。
A different gospel.
一个不同的一个福音。
Now, as we embark on this series in 2 Corinthians,
当我们来继续研究这个哥林多后书的时候，
it is about Paul's self-defense.
是关于这个保罗的自卫。
It is inevitable that sometimes we also therefore choose to defend Jubilee Church.
所以呢，我们这时候呢，也趁着机会呢，来自我来解释，对我们教会自我解释一下。
Because that is the most obvious application.
因为这是我们非常自然的一个引申。
In Jubilee Church.
在我们教会里头，
it is our desire that Jubilee fulfills its mission.
当然是我们的愿景呢，希望我们能够达到我们的使命。
And this mission is to present all of you as holy and acceptable before the Lord.
这个使命就是把大家呢非常神圣的交在神的面前。
But unlike the predominant culture in this world,
但是这样子的一个情况呢，跟外面的世界不一样。
We will never want to self-praise.
我们不会采取这个自我夸耀的这个角色。
But we prefer to let our actions speak for themselves.
我们希望以行动来证明一切。
But you may never know.
但有时候我们不知道。
We are competing against enemies who are great in marketing, great in packaging.
我们所被跟这个我们竞争的敌人呢，我们是要跟他们比，他们有更强的手段。更好的市场方式。
The time may come when maybe we too must boast about ourselves.
可能时候可到来了，可能我们要学习怎么样的为我们自己的信仰自夸。
I'm not going to boast about Jubilee today.
我今天不会为我们喜宴堂自夸。
But maybe the other pastors in future might do that.
但是呢，以后呢的这个牧师可能需要这样子做。
But be reassured that we are not afraid to get our hands dirty.
但是我们要知道，我们若紧急需要的时候呢，我们会亲自下马来做这事情。
If Paul is not afraid to look like a fool, we can too.
如果我们Paul也愿意这样子做呢，我们应该向他学习。
Now on a personal note,
从我自己而言，
I'm very moved by Paul's love for the church.
我对保罗这样子的爱教会非常的感动。
Now it's very easy to give up when things turn sour.
其实我们在这不顺利的时候呢，很容易就放弃了。
When things turn sour in our ministry, it's very easy for us to walk away.
在事工不顺利的时候呢，我们可以就走就走掉了。
We walk away when there are disagreements.
当我们有不顺利，我们有不协调的时候。
When you know we feel that people don't appreciate you.
我们不人家不欣赏我们的努力。
Or when your pride is being dented.
或者我们的自尊心受到伤害。
You feel that oh, these people they don't deserve your efforts.
这些你觉得这些弟兄们姐妹不值得你的这个苦心。
If they don't care, why should you care?
如果他们不管的话，我何必那么的执着呢？
Now Paul experienced all this scorn and mockery.
但是我们知道保罗经验这样子的一些人家轻视和嘲笑。
And I'm sure there are times where he also feels disillusioned.
我现在知道他很多时候他也感到非常的失望。
But Paul persevered.
但是他坚持不懈。
He even resorts to things to doing things that he disdains himself.
他甚至为了爱的关系呢，做出他自己最讨厌的事情。
To boast about himself in order to win back these Corinthians.
那就是对自己自夸呢，来赢取这些哥林多教会的信任。
You know, this is like a father's love to the bride.
就好像这个父亲向女儿展示的爱情。
His example is a great encouragement to me.
他的这个榜样是对我来说是很大的一个鼓励。
And I hope it is also a good reminder to you to bring home.
我希望这是也是给你们一个重要的提醒。
Let's pray.
我们自己来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you want to have this covenant relationship with us. We thank you that despite all difficulties,all temptations, Lord, you have never given up. You have always win us back. Let us continue to be your beloved. Let us build this strong relationship with you till we meet before your judgment. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来说奉献。